This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be doing today is a whole bunch. I'm going to be playing some audio for you. It is a total meltdown concerning Mrs., well, the criminal herself, Hillary Clinton. Before we do that, I want to define the word fraud for you, because you do need to understand that everything concerning Hillary Clinton is based on fraud, literally, folks. I mean, I can absolutely say without reserve that Hillary Rodham Clinton is a fraud from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, and the way that she portrays herself is in contrast to who she really is. Folks, they're two different revelations, is really what it comes down to. You know, this is like exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies, right? Listen to me carefully. It's like exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies. When you go to Luke 2:2, you'll understand clearly as to what I'm saying in all simplicity. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Webster's 1828, the word fraud defined, deceit, deception, trick, artifice by the right or interest of another's in injury, a stratagem intended to obtain some undue advantage, an attempt to gain or the obtaining of an advantage over another by imposition or immoral means, practically deception in contracts or bargain and sale, either by stating falsehoods or suppressing the truth. Friends, from her boastful criminal record, might I add, to her contrived and fabricated support with her answers and comments, it's not hard to detect that she is a fraud. We are going to be talking about exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies, as are we going to go to a complete meltdown after an interview where she did not receive her script prior to the interview. And yes, you heard me right, friends. She was angry, and I'm going to give you the words, I'm going to give you exactly the layout, and I'm also going to let you hear the interview, folks, and I'm going to tell you what happened behind closed doors. Because again, friends, this is politicians. They're political. And folks, I want to tell you what, when you use the word politicians, keep in mind that that is a slang word. It's not a good way of saying that you're a good statesman or a good stateswoman. That's what they're supposed to be. You're a politician. It's like saying you're a rat, is really what it comes down to. And you're untrustworthy. Nobody can trust you. Folks, we're going to be getting to that in just a couple moments. I'm actually looking forward to that, because I did take the time again to stay on top of the events going on in our country. I watched the Dog and Pony Show yesterday. Seemed like there was some sincerity going on there. And I was glad to see people were getting jacked about what was going on concerning the crimes of none other than Hillary Clinton. Again, folks, I want you to understand from my perspective and what I put my feet upon is the rock of the Word of God. I'm not moved by men's emotions. emotions or their anger or whatever the case may be concerning the topics of the day. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and all my ways. I acknowledge Him, and He says He will direct my path. I don't want to live under the curse. I want to live under the blessing. Therefore, I put not my trust in man. Jesus didn't commit Himself to men, and neither do we here, but we do praise the God for the Spirit of God that works through men in spite of men oftentimes, especially when we can see the Christ. To those that have eyes to see, to those that have ears to hear, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. Before we get over to that topic, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to highlight some of the things that coincide, again, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what we're going to be talking about today. And again, folks, in just a couple moments, we're going to be playing some audio for you of Hillary Clinton's complete meltdown. And you're going to see a Hillary that she doesn't want you to see once again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a flat-out abortion fanatic. We're going to be getting to that in just a little bit concerning Hillary Clinton, how she talks out of both sides of her mouth. Hey, folks, the bottom line is this. Liars can't keep their stories straight. See, that's the disadvantage of lying, because you always have to remember the lie that you told. And what happens, like Martin Luther, the great reformer, lies start out like small snowballs rolling down a hill. It gets to the point where you can't control the lie anymore. You can't restrain the lie. You can't harness the lie anymore. Nope, they get out of hand. And that's exactly why Scripture tells us a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall, folks, pay the piper, perish is what the word says in Proverbs. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Hillary Clinton, again, headline news, Sons of Liberty Media. Hillary Clinton advisor, she doesn't even know what planet we are living on. These are coming from people inside of her camp, friends. This is, again, the mercy of God that it's exposing this criminal and this criminal administration for who they are. And by the way, Hillary Clinton represents the establishment in which you're sick and tired of. And I'm talking about Paul Ryan. I'm talking about the Trey Gowdies. I'm talking about the Daryl Issas. I'm talking about the Jason Chaffetz. I'm talking about those, the Bushes. I'm talking about everybody that's gotten behind Hillary Clinton. You need to understand she represents. She is the one attacking you. She represents all of those people that are the establishment, again, America, in which you are sick and tired of. And we're inundated by these people on a 24/7 basis, and I'm sick and tired of them. And like Gideon, we need to tear down the Father's altars, and it starts with these people because the law is on our side. It is not on theirs. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Secretary of State, once again, Hillary Clinton, here she comes. Listen to this. Secretary of State held secret negotiations with Ecuador to make WikiLeaks stop publishing Hillary Clinton's corruption. And again, friends, I just want to put a check on Julian Assange as well as Edward Snowden, folks. It's interesting how whenever they give forth their information, the state-controlled narrative releases the information on a global scale. Folks, they're doing them a favor. Why would they be doing that had they not wanted you to get that information or receive that information in the first place? Just putting a check there. Okay? Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Secretary of State held secret negotiations with Ecuador to make WikiLeaks stop publishing Hillary Clinton's corruptions. Also keep in mind, friends, we learned that just last week, Hillary Clinton wanted to basically drone strike. She wanted to eliminate anybody, namely dissidents and those that are whistleblowers in the press. That should tell you that this is a totalitarian government and folks were in it. If she makes it to the White House, friends, it is at the fault of the feet of the American people that tolerated the crimes in the first place. Don't call me and tell me about what they're doing when you have the power to right the wrongs. Now's the time to do it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. You can also check me out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com in unison, listeners, hey, I got to tell you something, folks. It is an absolute terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Did you hear what I said? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. See, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, is really what it comes down to. We pull back the curtain, we check out facts, we get them, and then we deliver them. And folks, we can always rely upon the Word of God and the written Constitution in which our forefathers gave us over 240 years later, because I'll tell you what, we have the longest standing Constitution in modern history. You just can't beat that. And that shows you whose hand is upon this nation. Let's not get ourselves to the point where he removes that hand called mercy from this nation and begins to judge it. But folks, we are in it. We're beginning to see it rain as in the days of Noah. So it is today, friends. We're beginning to see the signs of the times, but we are to occupy until he shows up. So let's do our job. And that's exactly what we're doing here today in the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we're talking about exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies. I put that together. I like that. I'm patting myself on the back right now. See, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And we can find that in Luke 2:2, and it's happening again. We have the misfortune of seeing it over and over and over again. And we have the misfortune of seeing these criminals in our faces because the American people have failed to take responsibility to deal with their crimes. See, justice is what guards our liberties. And if you don't want to know the law, then I'll tell you what, then you can deal with the tyrants and you can be ruled by tyrants rather than by the word of God. God. Hey, folks, either it's going to be one nation under God or it's going to be one nation gone under. Again, there is no in-between as to what we're seeing in this country. As promised, I'm going to play this piece by a guy named Bill Steele. He's going to give you the words that were used in part, so there'll be no swearing, but just to show you the vulgarities, just to show you who Hillary Clinton is behind closed doors, friends. Here what we have is the NBC crew exposing crooked Hillary's massive meltdown. And just think about it, folks. She wants to be the commander-in-chief in this country, folks. That is just not going to happen in the United States of America. Take a listen to Bill Steele.
Morning, I'm still reporting on the Clintons. Remember the September 7th Commander-in-Chief Forum where Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton appeared separately but back-to-back for 30 minutes each? According to an email forwarded to us late last night and originated from a Comcast email address, the technical crew for NBC, which produced the event, is now speaking out about what took place moments after Clinton walked off the set, a massive profanity-laced tirade aimed at NBC's host, Matt Lauer. It turned out that Clinton had been fed all the questions for approval in advance of the forum. But then, after the approval process, Matt Lauer had a change of heart and decided he would start his questioning with an unapproved line concerning Clinton's use of an illegal private server for her sometimes classified work-related emails.
Let me ask you something ahead of time that I'll ask Mr. Trump in a half an hour. To the best of your ability tonight, can we talk about your qualities and your qualifications to be commander-in-chief and not use this as an opportunity to attack Mr. Trump, all right? And I'll ask him the exact same thing.
I think that's an exactly right way to proceed.
Okay.
This is a very important decision for our country, and each of us should be presenting our experience, our expertise, and our plans to protect and defend the United States and our allies around the world.
What is the most important characteristic that a commander-in-chief can possess?
Steadiness. An absolute rock steadiness, and mixed with strength to be able to make the hard decisions, because I've had the unique experience of watching and working with several presidents.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
The word judgment has been used a lot around you, Secretary mm-hmm. Clinton, over the last year and a half, and in particular concerning your use of your personal email mm-hmm. and server to communicate while you were Secretary of State. You've said it's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You said you made not the best choice.
Mm-hmm.
You were communicating on highly sensitive topics. Why wasn't it more than a mistake? Why wasn't it disqualifying if you want to be commander-in-chief?
Well, Matt, first of all, as I have said repeatedly, it was a mistake to have a personal account. I would certainly not do it again. I make no excuses for it. It was something that should not have been done. But the real question is the handling of classified material, which is, I think, what the implication of your question was. And for all the viewers watching you tonight, I have a lot of experience dealing with classified material, starting when I was on the Senate Armed Services Committee, going into the 4 years as Secretary of State. Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. Nothing. And I will repeat this, and this is verified in the report by the Department of Justice. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
A director called me officer.
Now, friends, I just got to highlight the fact I have to add a little more to this. Now, keep in mind, this was not scripted. This was off script. These were not pre-approved questions. Okay, given over to Hillary Clinton. Now, what I'm talking about here, folks, is the fact that we're exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies. This is what she's saying in the face of the people. Folks, it gets better. Just hold on one moment. Also, keep in mind, when she's talking about these emails, keep in mind her criminal husband, her treasonous husband, folks, that was selling secrets to the Chinese military in the 90s, met with the Department of Injustice, Loretta Lynch, on the tarmac. okay, before these interviews took place. What was so important that Billy had to take the time to go meet with Loretta Lynch, friends? See, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Go ahead and play that, Sam.
Of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
Director Comey also said this after reviewing all the information. He said there is evidence to support a conclusion that any reasonable person in Secretary Clinton's position should have known that an unclassified system is no place for that conversation.
Well, Matt, I just respectfully point.
According to a Comcast official, the parent company of NBC Universal, who apparently was quoting those on the set, when Matt posed the one legitimate question about the FBI investigation concerning her homemade server and the unsecured emails, we could see she was beginning to boil. According to an NBC associate producer of the forum, as soon as Clinton got off the set, she exploded. Hillary proceeded to pick up a full glass of water and throw it at the face of her assistant, and then the screaming started. She was in a full meltdown, and no one on her staff dared speak with her. She went kind of manic and did not have control over herself at that point. How these people work with this woman is amazing to me. She really didn't seem to care who heard any of it.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
You really had to see this to believe it. She came apart, literally unglued. She is the most foul-mouthed woman I've ever heard. And that voice at screech level, awful.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
She screamed she'd get that effing Lauer fired for this. Referring to Donald Trump, Clinton said, if that effing bastard wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished, and if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up. So crooked Hillary fears the gallows, eh? Interesting.
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
Her dozen or more aides were visibly disturbed and tried to calm her down when she started shaking uncontrollably as she screamed to get an executive at Comcast, the parent company of NBC Universal, on the phone. Then two rather large aides grabbed her and helped her walk to her car. Matt Lauer was massively criticized for the rest of the week on air by the Clinton campaign and the rest of the MSM as having conducted an unfair and partisan attack on Clinton. According to the email, calls were made to the New York Times, the Washington Post, Huffington Post, and Twitter executives with orders to crush Matt Lauer. One staffer on the Clinton campaign told the NBC staff that they all fear Clinton's wrath and uncontrollable outbursts, and one described Hillary as an egotistical psychopath. Since Hillary does not allow any staff to have cell phones, when she is in their presence, no footage is available.
No, folks, I mean, how much more can this be exposed concerning her criminal presidential run, folks? One of the things that was brought up by Donald Trump, and I high-fived him for it, was the fact that how did it get this far? We talked about that last week. She shouldn't even be on the stage. America, you are the law. Enforce it.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, we're talking about exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies here. How she is in public, what she says, and what she does are two different stories. They are two different people. I'm just exposing her revelations that she doesn't want you to know of. This is Bill Still exposing Hillary's massive meltdown after a reporter did his job, went off script, because before these politicians, like I have warned you over and over and over again, they're pre-scripted. They have to pre-approve the questions before they're handed over to these little useful idiots that you call news anchors. Well, this guy did his job. He went off script and he started asking her real questions. And she tells you, America, everything you want to hear. But after the interview, she wants this reporter crushed. And she goes to the hierarchy concerning, again, the state-controlled narrative, the propagandists themselves. She goes to them because she wants him crushed. She wants him fired. This is the real Hillary Clinton. Go on and play that, Sam.
Interim DNC chairman Donna Brazile, the first black woman to hold the position, was singled out by Hillary during the rant. She screamed at Donna, "I'm so sick of your face. You stare at the wall like a brain-dead buffalo while letting that effing Lauer get away with this. What are you good for, really? Get to work janitoring this mess. Do I make myself clear?"
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
A female NBC executive said that Donna Brazile looked at Mrs. Clinton and never flinched, which seemed to enrage Hillary all the more. The executive continued, "It was the most awful and terrible and racist display, such a profane meltdown I've ever witnessed from anyone, and I will never forget it."
So judgment is a key.
Temperament and judgment, yes.
"That woman should never see the inside of the Oval Office, I can tell you that. She was unhinged and just continued to verbally abuse everyone. She was out of control." Why did Lauer ask his rogue question? According to sources close to Lauer, because the American people deserve an answer from the former Secretary of State.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead?
Here's your problem. Someone set this thing.
Okay, so folks, there you have it. I wanted you to hear it. This is something that's completely suppressed by the state-controlled narrative. They don't want you to hear about it because Hillary gave the order to go kill the prophets. This all reminds me of none other than Jezebel hiding behind Ahab, who was the king. She was the one responsible for killing off, on his approval, Billy Bob's approval, she was the one, Jezebel was responsible, now going over to Ahab in parallel, to giving the orders to kill those that would expose her and her criminal husband and herself's administration. Folks, this is scripture. This is exactly what scripture tells us, and it shows us. It tells us what history will do if we don't learn from it. It will repeat itself. Folks, you are dealing with a Jezebel. And I want to tell you first-hand information, folks. Our former attorney told me, our former attorney was the only one ever to successfully sue Bill Clinton. He told me, if you think Billy was bad, and folks, I'm not using this as scare tactics. I'm appealing more to common sense than I am anything else. I'm appealing to your good sense and judgment of what's right and what's wrong. Folks, she represents the establishment. The establishment is behind her. Are they operating in a lawful manner, or are they operating out of a totalitarian manner, folks? Because this is communism from the beginning to the very end. And furthermore, if I might jump over to yesterday's debate, because I'm going to highlight that in just a couple moments. Remember how she kept talking about aiming it at Donald again and playing the accuser of the brethren? This is what Satan does. She accused him of the crimes that she herself was guilty of. Now, I'm not defending either side. I'm just simply giving you the highlights, friends. Isn't it interesting? She was accusing him of espionage when, in fact, she is the one committing the act of treason with the Russians that she condemns to the face of the American people. But behind closed doors, she's doing business with them at the expense of a bunch of ranchers out in Oregon and in Nevada with the likes of none other than Harry Reid. In America, you let this go on. This isn't a game. She's dangerous, America. She's dangerous. She's criminal, and she operates. She's an operative for everybody and anybody that means to destroy this country. Furthermore, look at her base of support, which she does not have. Let's just say there's a handful of them, friends. Okay? I can tell you what them people are. I can tell you what they're about. I can tell you that they have been given some sort of appeal from the criminal, the effeminate foreign agent in the People's White House, pointing the finger at a bunch of people they want to use as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution, to destroy you, America. They're atheists, communists, radical Muslims, homosexuals, sodomites. Folks, I can tell you exactly who they are. And furthermore, when you look across the land, what are you seeing, folks? You're seeing Hillary for prison signs and Hillary for prison t-shirts and Hillary for prison websites going up all over the place, friends. You're seeing very little outside of the state-controlled propagandists of those that are in support of her administration. And I want to tell you why. Because she doesn't have it, America. She doesn't have it. She has the support like that of Barack Hussein Obama. She has the support of those that she's allied with, friends. She has the support of those that mean to destroy your country. And I'm not kidding. This is factual. And again, what we're doing, folks, right now is talking about exposing Hillary's concealed transparencies. Let me give you a great example of what I'm talking about here. Much of last night's debate was, again, spent on her accusing her opponent of crimes that she herself is guilty of. Folks, again, you can pretty much count on the fact that whatever she says, the opposite is true. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. Even when she gives her answers to her pre-scripted questions, which I told you, which were pre-scripted, where it speaks in contrast to the point that she's trying to make, she's always talking out of both sides of her lying mouth. Read Proverbs 19:5. And again, keep in mind, liars have a problem keeping their story straight, don't they, friends? And if they do tell the truth, I'm telling you what, in their confusion, they spoke the truth. During the debates on Wednesday, again yesterday, we had once again the misfortune of seeing this criminal on stage debating for the White House. I mean, we had the misfortune of seeing who she is once again. Read John 8:44. There's no truth in them. 1 Timothy 4:2. Read it when you get a moment, friends. There's your rock in which you put your feet upon and stand there. And by the grace of God, do not move. Now, one of the low points, most people say highlights, we're calling them low points because it is a low point whenever she speaks. There's no truth in her. One of the low points is when she spoke about gun control. Do you remember this, for those that watched? Which is, by the way, gun control is unconstitutional, and it clearly runs against the God-given rights that God has bestowed upon us through the Bill of our God-given rights. Again, remember, America, you don't lose your rights. You forfeit them. So don't sit there and blame corrupt government for what you tolerate. Going to thefederalist.com, they reported, when pressed by Wallace to explain her opposition to 2008's landmark District of Columbia versus Heller decision, Clinton went through a checklist of platitudes before landing on the following. You mentioned the Heller decision, and what was I saying that you referenced? Speaking of Chris Wallace, Chris, was that I disagreed with the way the court applied the Second Amendment in that case, because what the District of Columbia was trying to do was protect toddlers from guns. Pay attention to the details. Because what the District of Columbia was trying to do was protect toddlers, little kids, from guns. Did you notice her constant appeal to little kids? She was using little kids to gain the sympathies of those that are too stupid to do their own homework. And that's a fact. They're dull. They're insensible. There is definition to that word, demeaning though it may be. You know what? Then it belongs. If they deserve it, then let them have it. Okay? Hillary brought up toddlers a few more times. Remember, again, she said that the District of Columbia was trying to protect little kids from guns, toddlers from guns. See, Hillary brought up toddlers a few more times because little children are mostly adorable and no one wants to see them shot, right? The thing is, the Heller case resolves around Richard Heller, a then 66-year-old police officer in Washington, D.C., listen to the details, who was allowed to carry a gun in a federal office building to protect politicians and strangers, but not in his home to protect himself, his family, or his property. She was speaking of the wrong topic, the wrong case. Folks, like that, of none other than Nancy Pelosi trying to incite or recite the Bill of Rights, she was talking about the wrong Bill of Rights, the wrong amendment. See, if America, you were educated, you wouldn't be being destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Because you would identify that you can always show a crooked stick by laying a straight one next to it. What happens when you bring in the law to expose the deviation? It always shows you who's the one that's deviated, right? Or who the one that is committing the crime. Because the law exposes the crime, is what it does. See, the thing is, the Heller case again revolves around Richard Heller. It had nothing to do with toddlers. And then a 66-year-old police officer in D.C. who was allowed to carry a gun to protect politicians and others, but not himself or his family or his property. Folks, I'm going to finish this point. I got one more segment coming up, and I'm going to nail it before we're done. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Out of respect for our listeners, I always tell you we love hearing from you. We have Tim calling from Wyoming. Tim, welcome to the show, folks. I just want to let you know I am going to get to the rest of this. Tim, I got you. Thank you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got 30 seconds, please, my friend, 30 seconds to make your point.
Hey, Bradley, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Now, I just wanted to mention, if Hillary gets into office, she'll probably state some false flags. The first thing she'll do is there'll be bombings in London, and the Ecuadorian embassy will be toast. Because that's where Julian Assange is. Probably her largest enemy right now is the truth. If the truth
That's a fact, my friend. I mean, there's a lot of dead bodies around the Clinton administration. And by the way, it's not just the Clintons. It's the Bushes and the Obamas as well.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is that because the Islamists are so prevalent in so many different places, she'll use them, Black Lives Matter, etc., as well. She'll use the Islamics as her soldiers to destroy her enemies, and then it'll turn into a civil war in the United States. So
now, just imagine. No, I appreciate that, Tim. I very much do. Thank you for your call. Now, I'll answer off air. It's interesting. We can talk about what Hillary's going to do, or 318.9 million people can stand up and say what she's not going to do and let Hillary in crime in our representatives that you would call politicians today. You can let them know what they're not going to do anymore by enforcing the law against their crime, impeaching them, Article 2, Section 4, and then indicting them.
and that is the proper process in which dealing with them, friends. Because, again, let me reiterate the point. Until you send the message that you are not going to tolerate crime in your government anymore, they're going to have a free hand. And what you are doing at length, friends, is adding strength to tyranny by giving them a free hand. So don't complain about what you tolerate, America. I don't want to talk about what Hillary might do. I want to talk about Hillary is now being impeached. Now she is being indicted and she's being charged. And I want to see judgment fall upon all of their heads. Every single one of them is what I want. And America, you have the power to do just that. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of your enemies. And the Lord is looking upon his people in this country to respond to what's being uncovered again. Let's say back to the Lord, instead of God bless America, how about we bless God and actually keep his commandments? The Bible tells us in Isaiah 26 verse 9 that when his judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. It's time to send the message, we're not going to tolerate this anymore, folks. And I'll tell you what, that is teaching people the fear of God, that we will not tolerate their crimes any longer. Right before the break, we were talking about one of the low points when she spoke about gun control. And what she did is she spoke out of school, she recited the wrong case, and she brought up the Heller decision, which had nothing to do with toddlers. She was using toddlers because she wanted to make an appeal to emotional people rather than principled people. And what she did is she brought up the wrong case. What I had shared with you right before the break was the Heller case revolves around Richard Heller, talking about exposing her and her cohorts, friends, and those that she works for, a then 66-year-old police officer in Washington, D.C., who was allowed to carry a gun in a federal building to protect politicians, but not himself, or his family, or his property. Also take note, friends, the Heller decision had nothing to do with toddlers or saving toddlers' lives or toddler gun safety or even toddlers shooting at each other, because the word toddler doesn't appear anywhere in either of the majority or dissenting opinions in the case. You want to talk about pulling it out of the thin air just like they do many of their policies that you believe to be law, America? Come on! After she was done fear-mongering, Hillary went on to say, "But there's no doubt that I have respect for the Second Amendment, that I also believe there's an individual right to bear arms. I don't care if you disrespect the Second Amendment." America, you need to get to the point that you need to get out of these debates that they want to pull you in so they can gut your rights. I don't care about their opinions. I know what it says. A child can understand that we have the right to bear arms. I'm not asking her for her criminal opinion on the Second Amendment. I'm just not doing it. Nor am I asking, because I'm not going to ally myself with crime in government just because they say so. I don't care about none of that. I really don't. But here we have it. Heller ended Washington's total ban on handguns, said Hillary, which was the Supreme Court of the United States' description of the gun controls law in the D.C. It codified the Second Amendment as an individual right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. You know, I'm just curious. I wonder if she's armed. Oh, yeah, she is. I wonder if she has armed Secret Service. Oh, yeah, she does. I'm wondering if anybody ever tried to bring harm to her, what the Secret Service would do in dealing with those that meant to bring her harm. It wouldn't be good, would it, America? Nope. But they want to sit there and they want to pander back and forth while, again, they gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights. Don't disarm, America. Don't do it. Don't disarm. They don't have a right. They don't have the lawful authority to attempt to disarm you. You are armed because of your forefathers, and they gave it to you for a reason. Let me tell you why. Thomas Jefferson, a letter to James Madison, December 20th, 1780, said, in 87, he said this, "What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance?" You know what he said right after that? We mostly hear just that quote and then it stops. You know what he said right after that, friends? Let them take arms. Let them take arms. Whoa! I didn't know that. No! You have to keep things in context. We spent enough time on handguns and ownership and the right to bear arms, friends, that there is no debate, there is no argument, so don't get pulled into one. Don't get pulled into one. Just don't disarm. So going back, what application of the decision does she oppose if not the individual right to own a gun? America, she told on herself. Now, when it came to the topic of abortion, now just keep in mind of those little toddlers that she has such a care for. Remember the little toddlers for whom she expresses such great care for concerning your right to bear arms, friends. You know, it came to the topic of abortion. She plainly stated that she would continuously support the unconstitutional act of abortion through Planned Parenthood, as well as the corrupt that have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb by supporting Roe versus Wade, which is illegal. It is unconstitutional. Therefore, when we look to God, the lawgiver again, we can see that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. But she advocates the shedding of innocent blood, friends. She even said that because Roe versus Wade very clearly sets out that there can be regulations on abortion so long as the life and the health of the mother are taken into account, which is less than 6%, she failed to tell you. And when I voted as a senator, she said, I didn't think that this was the case. The kind of cases that fall at the end of pregnancy are often the most heartbreaking, painful decisions for family to make. Wait a second. What about her great care for toddlers? Hey, folks, 57 million innocent babies have been murdered because of the likes of what you tolerate through criminals like that of Hillary Clinton and others. And every other president since 1973, like it or not. 57 million babies have been murdered and they are still attempting to justify it. They can go ahead and attempt all day long until they're in hell, and then they're going to figure out what they should have done when they had time to do it. 1% of abortions take place because of rape or incest. 6% for potential health problems, mother or child. 93% of all abortions are money-making. It's for the bureaucracy. It's mob money. It is blood money. They're killing their babies after they're taught how to commit the crime. And these people stand back and make money off it. 93% of all abortions are for social reasons, unwanted or inconvenient, it is said. Furthermore, the founder of Planned Parenthood said, the most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. Cecil Richards, now the director, in an attempt to defense of Planned Parenthood after being exposed on video for harvesting baby parts, said, listen to what she said. The people who caught them are the real monsters. They are murderers and terrorists, but don't ask us for evidence. That's it, verbatim what she said. Broken sentence, made no sense. She's accusing those that found them committing the crime on video as being the monsters, the murderers, and the terrorists. This is totalitarianism, and these are the people that you are allowing to do the things that they're doing, America. She went on to, Hillary did, to hypocritically say that government has no business telling people what they are doing and what they're to do concerning their choice to murder their babies. Really? Americans knowingly or unknowingly have been funding abortion through an illegal allocation of taxpayer dollars on behalf of a government that has been ruling through force far too long concerning issues from which they have no constitutional authority whatsoever. Remember, America, 95% of what you've seen on the debates yesterday, the issues brought up during the debate, had nothing to do with the government has a constitutional right to do in the first place. Government has no future without the chaos that it creates. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern.